Ramdav, Tamach Aleph, Amad Bey, the last two lines of the Gemara. The Gemara said, we learn out from Nesher, that Dafke Nesher, that has four simone tume, is also that anything that is less than that, that has at least one cementara, is kosher. So the Gemara asks, Alaturin the cost of Rahman alamali, Tayrin, Alaturin the cost of Rahman alamali. So why did the Pasuk say Tayrin? That means that Tayrin has four simonetare. If one simonetare is kosher, so why do you need Tayrin? Amarabukve Barchome Likob. Zakrashi. Hachi gassinen ala teirem de kosta b'achmon alamali oyo v'lav minayo yalfinen. That means if it's going out from teirem the way it would seem from the b'raisen, just like teirem here for simoni taris, everything has to have for simoni taris. Very good way it says teirem. But l'may, so we don't learn out from teirem, we learn out from Nesha that one simon taris is also sufficient. V'ilegufayu, if Torah were written, legufayu to tell us that they themselves are kosher, not to learn out, le'yitzach. I don't need a posik to tell me that Torah are kosher, da'filu b'simenecha Torah, da'filu b'onsimen is Torah. So why did the Torah have to write Torah? The Gemara answers, le'kolbin, she'hein levadom k'sherim le'kolbin, that's why the Torah wrote Torah. Why did the Tana bring Torah? The Tana said the Nesher has 40 money Tume, Manesher, and then he says Torah had 40 money Taro. Now why did the Tana bring Torah? The Tana is only speaking about minim teirim and minim temeim. So why did the Tana have to bring teirim? V'hai diktoni lo Tana leo v'koma af kol. That everything that dumya the teirim is kosher. You don't need this. Le'itach le'melech minayu midi simoni tare. We don't need to learn out from teirim that you need 40 money tare. We learn out from Nesha that one simen tar is sufficient. V'choshken b'dalet. Elo simne ba'alma oirilon she'elo hein simonei taira oisen sha'nesha v'atoirem chalukim b'hem. That we're just pinpointing, that we had in Tosfos and Amadalot, we're just pinpointing which are the simone tare, and we can figure this out if we compare a nesher to teirim, so then we see all the simonim that the teirim possess, and nesher doesn't have, so these are the four simone tare. But the Gemara didn't ask on the Tana why the Tana brought it. The Tana Parshat brought it to figure out which are the four simone tare. The kash was on the posik. Why did the posik have to tell us Torah? So the Gemara says the posik coming to tell us that the kosher lekom. The is the garsi others are goyis. The Gemara's kasha ala Torah diktoni tana lemay hilchase. Why did the Tana bring Torah? That means that you don't need the Dalet Simonim for to be Matar Bachila. So why did the Tana bring Torah? And if that is the Kasha, so then the Torah is Lekobin. That's true, that for Achila you don't need Dalet Simonim, but for Kobin you need Dalet Simonim. V'lo Yitochen, so Rashi says, if that was the Kasha and the Torah, so then came my Terut to the Ravuk to the Koma Lekobin. The mi ikele meima, that for Kolbin, if there are dalet simonim, it's kosher lekolbin. The mi ikele meima at kol marbi tal negoilim lekolbin. Hel v'yesh ben dalet simonim. like kama po'omim shone b'makosu, that what after toirem, toirem, and not another mean oiv. Tanya b'teres koinim, yochul kol oiv yekosha l'kobim, kama loima v'hikriv min ha-toirem, ein l'cha oiv kosha el ha-toirem u'bnei yoyna. Now we're starting the next Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman, and we have to, just when we learned the Gemara, just let's go. We know a little bit more than we knew in the first time when we learned the Gemara. So let us just learn over the Gemara the way Rashi learned the Gemara, and the way the Rabbi Netam had to learn the Gemara, and then we'll see. Places the Essam speaks about it a little bit, but when we learn the Gemara, we should have a stickle clockite in the Gemara. Oma Rav Nachman Oyeboki Behen Ubishmoisein. The Rashi Oyeboki Behen Beperes Vosnia. He knows what a Peres Vosnia looks like. The Yoideya, and he also knows Mikori Peres Vosnia. He knows those which are called Peres Vosnia. Oif abo besimen echod. Now we have a oif abo besimen echod. Toil. Oif abo besimen echod. So now he is an oif. And he knows in the idea she'en doim alehem. He knows this oif is not doim to a peres vosnia. Ve'en shmoi peres vosnia. See, he knows clearly that it's not a peres vosnia. Avolim shmoi peres, chayshina shem aminayu. So oif abo besimen echod toya. So oif abo besimen echod is toya. So according to Rashi, b'chayre pshat in the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara means that you have an oif that, let's say, it has an etzba yisera. There's an etzba yisera. There's one simen. And it's not a peres or zniya. Could be a peres. Also, is an etzba yisera. It doesn't. But I know it's not a peres. It's not a peres or zniya. So it has to be toyer. That's the limud from Nesha, that simen echad is toyer. Now, what is happening? Is it toyeres? Is it not toyeres? So according to Rashi, we have to say, I don't know. I don't know if it's Deiris or not. I wasn't Mavara that, if it was Deiris or not, which is not an easy thing to be Mavara. We had a Gemara already, Samach Beis, Amad Beis, Chazal, did not know if it's Deiris or not. So I'll kapon them, I don't know if it's Deiris. It is one simen. So I'm coming with a Cheshbin. Here's one simen. That means there's an Etzbi Yisayr. Doesn't have a Zayfi. So Mamela, so I have a suffix, what is this? Is this, it could be a Peres Vosnia, but I know it's not a Peres Vosnia, because I know what a Peres looks like, and I know, let's say for practical purposes, a Peres has an Etzba Yisayah. So Mamela, so this bird has an Etzba Yisayah. So, if I wouldn't know what a peres vosnia looks like, so I would say maybe it's a peres vosnia, let's say it's a peres. A peres, let's say, has an etzba yisera. That's if I don't know what a peres looks like. If I know this is not a peres. I know this is not a peres. No, it's not a peres. There's only one oif. There's only one oif that has an etzba yisera and a stomach, and that's a peres, and this is not a peres. So this is not a peres. So mistamit toyer, and mistamit. So if it's mistamit toyer, so mistamit's not doyres. Because if it's doyres, it's every oif that's doyres is tame. So that means not knowing if it's doyres or not. I don't know if it's doyres or not. I couldn't be mevarev. I'm not going to wait 5 months to figure out if it's doyres. I want to shecht it now. So I don't know if it's Deiris or not, but Al Koponim, I know it has one simen and it's not a peres. It's one simen and not a peres, and there's no other oif tomei that has one simen and the stomach. Besides a peres, no, a peres it's not. An oirev it's not because an oirev too some on it. So I have to assume a stomach. But now, if it's doiret, it's stomach. So then I have another oi that's with one simen in that stomach, and that's not true. I only have a peres with one simen that stomach. And this is not a peres. So kochach, I have to assume that it has two simon. So in emerson, Rav Nachman is saying, oi fa bobe simen echot, that means I know clear it has one simen. It doesn't have the other two. It doesn't have a zayfig, it doesn't have a kukaboni, it has one simen. In the simoni aguf, I know it has one simen. So a peres also in the simoni aguf has one simen. But I know it's not a peres, so I'm allowed to eat it. And I assume that it has another simen taret. It's doiret. So if the emes, it has two simoni taret, but I don't know about the second simen taret. Oif abob the simen echot, toir. That is according to Rashi. This is Rashi Shita. We had a Rabbeinu Tam. We had a Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Samach Aleph Amad Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam says that all the oifes are not doyres. All the oifes tameyes are not doyres. So, let's say a peres is not doyres. The peres is not doiret. So according to Rabbi Netan, so Chayyav Shad is like this. I have a oif abo b'simen echot. It's not doiret. One simen, it's not doiret. So now, a peres is also not doiret. That's the simen tar of a peres. Is this a peres? No, it's not a peres. Fine. So it's kosher. So according to the Rabbi Netan, be'etzem, the Gemara is much more glottic. That means, according to the Rabbi Netam, holds, and we'll have to tams with all the shittas, the Rabbi Netam holds that all oifes kmeyes are not oifes. Besides the osniya, let's say, which is oifes, and there's a different cementara, but all oifes kmeyes, because the Rabbi Netam brought a raya, because the Rabbi Netam learned that the Gemara said that the kol mi sheyesh loy etz v'yaseira v'zefek v'kukponi nikla v'yadua shehu toil. So the Rabbi Netam says, if you see three simonei tahare, so you know that it's not tahiris also. That's the shittas Rabbi Netam. So three simonei tahare is a raya that's not tahiris. So al kolchoch, all the oifes tmeyes do not have three simoni tar in the goof, because also wouldn't be doiris also. So one of the simoni tar of the oifes tmeyes are at einu doiris. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, this gemara is very glottic, unproblemen. Oif abo besimen echot, abo oif came, and it had one simen, it's einu doiris, which is mamish the characteristic, let's say, of a peres. Is toyer that if he was baki behen ubish maiseim, so this is einay doiris. It's not a peres, so it's kosher. Loi haya baki behen ubish maiseim. But if he wasn't baki behen ubish maiseim, so memele, so this oif could very well be a peres. According to Rashi, let's say it has an etzpa yaseir, so it could be it's a peres. And the peres is an espa yaseira. So it could be it's a peres, or it could be it's doiris. So, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's ene doiris, but I'm not boki, maybe it's a peres. Lo yo ye boki ben the bishmaisayin, the simen echot, and has one simen, tome. Bishnei simonim, but what if it has two simonim, it has two simonei taret, toher, vuhu sheyakir oire. But now if it has two simonim, but he has to know what an oire is like. Let's see what Rashi says. Besimen echo tomei, sheme peres, vosniyahim. Maybe this is a peres, vosniyahim. Bebeis simonim toyer. What if it has two simonim? Let us say, according to Rashi, let's say it has an etzba yisei and a zefik. Let's just say this for practical purposes. Bebeis simonim toyer. Vinafkele misofik peres vosniyahim. It's not a peres vosniya, because a peres vosniya only has one simantar. This has two simonitare. It is an etzbi yaseira and a zeifin. Umisofi kol shar oifes meyim. It's not an oiftomi, because according to Rashi, all oifes meyim have a etzbi yaseira and a zeifin and kokoboni nikla. This is not kokoboni nikla. So memele, so it is not a peres vosniya. It is not from the chof oifes meyim. The islu tlosa chutz mi oirev. Maybe this is an oirev. Could be an oirev also has a etzba yaseira nazefik. So it could be it's an oirev. So memele vuhu sheyakir oirev. He has to know what an oirev looks like. Now, if he knows what an oirev looks like, and this is not an oirev, so al kochoch, I have to assume that it's not oirev. Because the only oif that is tomei with two simonitar is an oirev. This is not an oirev. It has a etzva yaseir on a zeifik. It's not an oirev. So kochoch, I'll have to assume that it's not doiris, and Lamai said it has three simonitare, but what I know, that what it says, bobishnei simonim, means I know of one simon, I know of two simonim. I don't know if it's doiris or not, so memele, if I know what a doiris is, and so then I know it's not a doiris, then I have to assume that it's toyer and it's not toyeris. If I don't know what an oirev is, maybe this is an oirev. This is according to Rashi. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's poshet, it's not toyeris, and it has, let's say, an etzba yaseira. That's the two simonitar that it has. So if it looks like an oirev, it's an oirev. If I know what an oirev is, and if I know it doesn't look like an oirev, so it's toyer, because two simonitare only an oirev is tomei, the others are toyer. Other oifes with two simonitare are toyer. And it's speaking, and if it's toyer, speaking about it's not doiris, and here's an etzba yaseira. Fragt die Gemorre, wieso loi? That's all you're worried about. That means if it has two simonitare, you just have to know what an oirev is like. And if it's not an oirev, you're allowed to eat it, because it's not an oirev. And all of the oifes that have two simonitare are toyer, if it's not an oirev. Wieso loi? Vasanya, we learned in the Baraisa, oirev, the oirev, an oirev is also. Leminoi, Rabbi Lezer oima, lohovi es a zarzir. That the leminoi is malbe, that a zarzir is also, a zarzir is a starling. So memele, so the Gemara is asking, Devar Lakashev, we'll come later to the Teres, so the Gemara is asking, if this oif has two simonim, so you say, if it's not an oirev, I can eat it. Maybe it's a zarzir. Now the Gemara goes into the machlokes, the belezer and the chachamim, but the din is by a zarzir. Omru loy le Rabbi Elezer, v'loy anshei kfar tmarto sheb Yehuda yoit lenoison, v'pnei sheyesh lam zeifek. The Anshei Kfar Kmarta used to eat a zarzir because it has a zeifik. How could you say Leminoi is marbe a zarzir? Amalehen afeim asidin lichin asadin. He said they're wrong. the eating of Neuf Tomei. Dover Acher, there's another pshat in that Rabbi Lezer asked Laminoi Lahavi Snunis Lavona, which is a swallow. That Rabbi Lezer holds, Mina is Marba a swallow. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Amru loy, b'loy anshe golil helyen oichlo noisoy, mivnei shukokobone nikla, amalahem afheim asidin litin asadit. Fine. So we hear the amachloikes between Rabbi Lozo and the Chachomim, what the leminoi is marbe. According to Rabbi Lezer, the leminoi is marbe, garzir is marbe, according to the Chachamim, it's not marbe these two, it's marbe another mean. That's doyma loyre. Fine. But al kolponim, this tnai that the Gemara had said, that Rav Nachman had said, if a person is boki ba'oire, he and the oif haba b'shnei simonim is not an oire, he has nothing what to worry about. This is not true, because there's zicha another oif with two simonim, which is also tamei. Let it be a zalza, let it be a sunis lebon according to Rabbi Lozer, or it's another mean according to the Chachamim. But how could you say that bekiyas and oirev is sufficient? That's not sufficient. It could be a mean oirev, which is also. So the Gemara answers, Ela oirev b'chol min oirev. Yeah, you're 100% right. That what Rav Nachman said, that an oirev habo b'shnei simonim can be eaten if he knows it's not an oirev, rip it on. He has to know it's not an oirev and not a min oirev. Azalze hu ishtunil, mipnei sheyesh loy zefik, ve'ein ze mei oisan shnei simonim sheboire. Now we're going to get a little clearer according to Shitas Rashi, that the Chachomim asked Rabbi Lezer, how could you say that azalze is also a zazel has a zefik, and a neirev does not have a zefik. Vein ze mois on shnei simonim sheba oire. U mikol mokim ein loy elo shnayim. But it only has two. This zazel only has two simonim. Fine. Now, but let's stop here for 1 second. Rashi says like this. From this Rashi we see that an Oirev does not have a Zeifik. So let's make a Cheshbon and Nefesh. So it has an Etzba Yeseiro. It has an Etzba Yeseiro, an Oirev, and it's Kukabonai Nikla, and it's Doirev. That's L'choire, that is an Oirev according to Rashi. An Oirev, the Zalzer has a Zeifik. An Oirev does not have a Zeifik. So the two Simoni Tare are an Etzba Yeseira Kukabone Nikla. And the two Simoni Tuma are, it is Doireis, and it doesn't have a Zeifik. Fine. Mitoma Kemeinle Elishnaim, but the Zalzer has an Etzba Yeseira and a Zeifik. So, Rabbi Lezer, mipnei sherogel lishken imo irvin, machzikoi miminoi, uchdesanye bachoivu, Rabbi Lezer, oima leyachinam zarzo heilechei tzoloire, mipnei shuminoi. So, lechoire, the vial in this Rashi, pshat is like this, that Rabbi Lezer holds, even though it has two different simonei tahire, But since it is similar to an oirei, it's a shochen with an oirei, so that means that's a mean oirei. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. That's Rabbi Lezer holds. Even though it doesn't have the same simoni tare of a oirei. Sinunis, that's a rundaila, which is a swallow. But now, before we go further, according to Rashi, Rashi said, Klo, when the Gemara asked, Yesh lo zeifik, so Rashi says, Ve'ein ze mo'oysoi shnei simonim sheba oirev. An oirev does not have a zeifik. So al kochach et ois gishpal, that an oirev has an espa yeseire in kukabone nikla. Later, the second lashon of the Gemara said as nunis that the anshe golul ate as nunis mimneisha kol kavone nikla. So we have to learn pshat. So what an oirev? An oirev is not kol kavone nikla. We just said before an oirev is kol kavone nikla. So what's happening over here? But the Maram Shiv, according to Rashi, we have to say. This amachleikis, the two lishoynes, what an oirev has. Chazal didn't know yet that the Chazal didn't know the two simonitara, what an oirev has. According to the first loshen, an oirev had an etzba yeseire and kukabone nikla. And a zalzer is not like that, because a zalzer has an etzba yeseire and a zeifik. According to the second loshen, and oirev has an etzba yeseire and a zeifik, and a zalzel has an etzba yeseire and kukabone nikla. As they have mezogim according to Rashi, and in these two lashonis are chaylik what the two simonim of an oirev are. That's what we have to say according to Rashi, and this is what the Maram Shiv said. Let us see Taisvis. Boki Bohen Ubishmoy Sayyid. We have an oif above Simen Echod, so he has to make sure it's not a parrot, so he has to be Boki Bohen. You know what a parrot looks like, Ubishmoy Sayyid. Tovayu Binon, Tulaylaisi Lamiti. You shouldn't make a tois. That means that you have to be know clearly that it's not a peres, you have to know the name, and you have to know the tzurit. Besimen echot tomei. Besimen echot tomei. Now, the Gemara said, loi hoya boki behen ebishmaisayim, besimen echot tomei. If it's loi boki behen ebishmaisayim, so then besimen echot tomei. Havi motzu lameima tohir, Vushayakir peres v'oznia. So you have to understand what Taisvus is saying. Well, that's the first, that's what I said before. Zot the Maram Shiv, that Taisvus learned pshat in the Gemara different than Rashi. Taisvus learned Oyaboki v'hen means all 24 oifes. V'bishmaiseyem. You know, all 24 oifes. Oif abo b'simen echot, toyer. Loi hoya boki b'hen u'bishmaisei means all 24 oifes. B'simen echot, tomei. So Taisvus says, you have to be boki in all 24 oifes in order to be makshir an oif abo b'simen echot. If you're makshir, a peres vozni, that's also enough. Rashi learned Oyaboki Ben. Rashi says that means Peres Vosnia. That's a Rashi learned. That the first Ben means Peres Vosnia. So Mamela Rashi didn't have any problem. But Taisus learns Bohen of Bishmeisei means all 24. So the Gemara starts saying if he knows all 24, and it's not from the 24, it's Toyer. He doesn't know all 24, it's Tomei. So Taisus says, wait a minute. He doesn't know all 24 tome. He only has to know Peres Vosnia. So the Gemara could have said, Loyaboki Ben, but he knows that Peres Vosnia is also Torah. Why did you say it's tome? That's the Antaisus Kas. I mean, Motsu Lemei Matei Vushi Yaki Peres Vosnia. That is Pshat and Tosfos. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lahavi Yes HaZarzer B'Zarzer Hu Depligi Rabbonon Alei. The Machlokes the Rabbonon Rabbi Elazar is HaZarzer Minoi. Avo Moide De Lemine Oso L'Ribuye Sharoifes HaDoimen Lahem. The Moide that the Lemine Oso L'Ribuye Sharoifes HaDoimen Lahem. I wanted to mention the Ha'orah before we see the next Tosfos. Rashi seems to say that in Anshei Kfar Tamarte they ate a zarzer b'nei sheyesh loy zefik ve'ein ze me'oysoi shnei simonim sheba'ire. So that means, let's stop over here, that it means an oire pairs an etzba yisere in kukabone nikla, and this is an etzba yisere in zeifik, so this is not the two simonim of an oire, and Rabbi Lezer holds mikol mokim, since it's rogil lishkoi nimoivim, has it in oire. So it would come out, the machlekes, Rabbi Lezer, and the chachomim, is totally, if it has two different simonei tare. Is it a mean oire? Yes or no? Rabbi Elazar said that it is a mean oire, even though that is a zeifik and an oire doesn't have a zeifik. But since the zarzir is chavasich with an oire, it's called a mean oire. And the chachamim find it, no, it's not a mean oire. You see, because it doesn't have the same simoni tumme. That's not a minayir. So it seems the machloik is Rabbi Lezer, the chachamim is do you need the same simoni tumme in order to be a minayir, yes or no? That was seen from this Rashi. And I had a problem, and we had on Daf Samech Hei Omed Aleph, that Rabbi Lezer holds that a zarzir is minoi, is also because it's minoi, and the rabbonon say shochein v'nidmo kamrinen. It's not sufficient that it minoi is not sufficient that it's koylech etzaloire. V'nidmo kamrinen has to be similar to an oirev also. So according to Rashi, I would say similar means they have the same simon etume. But Rashi says something else. V'nidme doime lohem b'mar isoi. Here Rashi says it has to look the same. So l'chayra, I don't understand how Rashi and Daf Samach Hei stems with Rashi and Daf Samach Bei. That's a psychical horror. Here Rashi would seem the machlokes is it doesn't have the same simonei tumme. And you could say that pshat nidmo also for practical purposes. But here Rashi says that it doesn't look the same, so therefore it's not mina. Okay, that's a horror. Now we'll come to the next Tosfos, which is a stickle of adventure. The Tosfos says, "Mivnei sheyesh lahem zeifik." The anshe kvar tamroso they ate a zarzer because it has a zeifik. The anshe golil a snunis lavona because kukabone nikla. Mashme. So Tosfos did not want to say the way we mentioned before, according to the Maram Shif, that there was a machlekes to lishenis what an oirev is like. Tosfos bechlal didn't want to say such a thing, but Chazal didn't know what an oirev is like. So zuk Tosfos, mashme. The hanach simonim lesnayu boir. So Tosfos says, let's learn the Gemara Erlich. Zarzer has a zeifik, vaistois, and oirev does not have a zeifik. Asenunis levona has kulkabonai nikla, vaistois, and oirev does not have kulkabonai nikla. That pshat, the poshet of pshat in the Gemara. So what does an oirev have? Doesn't have a zeifik. It doesn't have kukabone nikla, so an oirev has ein oidoiris, the etzba yisera.
Ich muss auch um die Gemara. If you learn the Gemara ehrlich, without dreidlich, so it's euch gespart, that an eurem, the two simone tare of an eurem are, that it's ein eiseiris, and that's why you say it. And then an azar dir, his azeifik, doesn't even that's why you say it. And then a snunis lavones, kokaboni niklap, he doesn't even that's why you say it.
Mashme dahanach simonim lefnu boirev. And oirev is not kukabone nikla. And oirev doesn't have a zeifik. The Rabbi Lezer sova, but this is the afilu hochi, that's true, that a zazir and a smunis levona do not have the same simone tare that an oirev is. The lochi ev shudavu min oirev. Bein lochush im ein shnei simone tare shal oirev uminoi shovin. You don't need, it doesn't have to be that the simone tare of the oirev uminoi have to be similar. They don't have to have the same simone tare. Verabonon sovri, here Taisus has a black and white. That's the machloikis. Verabonon sovri, kivin de einon shovin. That is the machloikis, and that's like some of that Taisus Limshat, and the Gemara Shachin v'nidma kamrin. It has to be similar. It has to have the similar simonei tara. So Bekitza, the way Taisus Limshat and the Gemara, we know that an oire is einoi doiris and is an etzba yisere. As that an oirev is a nidoris and is an etzbiyaseir, that's muchach from the Gemara. V'harav Yitzchok b'Rav Meya bodak bo'irev. Now, Rav Yitzchok b'Rav Meya was, here we're bringing, as I was speaking, was the Gemara, what simoni tare does an oirev have, what doesn't have? Rav Yitzchok b'Rav Meya, he took an oirev, he dissected it, and then he found clue what an oirev is. V'Rav Yitzchok ben Rav Meya bodak bo'irev sha'onu koirin kurvil belat. That means bizman, taisvis, what we call a raven or a crow, they call that a kurvil. Rav Yitzchok ben Rav Meya took 10 of these crows and he was biting them. U'motzo sheyesh loy etzba yiseira b'zeifek. And here's an etzba yiseira b'zeifek, and we will see that Ba'emison, the Rivom and Rashi are the same sheet. We'll see. Not in this nekuda, but Ba'etzim, it has an etzba yiseira b'zeifek. It has an etzba yiseira b'zeifek. Now, so every oirev, so now, according to the Rivom, every oirev is doires, it has an etzbe yisere and a zeifek, the enku kabone nikla. These are the two simone tare, etzbe yisere and zeifek. Now, so we're learning the Gemara, every oirev has a zeifek. So learning the Gemara, so the Gemara says that anshei kfar tamarte, they ate a zarzer. Rabbi Lezer said, it's meaning. He said, no, it's not meaning. Azarzer has a zeifik. Now, according to the Rebom, he was by the Kanoir, and he also has a zeifik. So what pshat the Gemara? The Gemara is Achmamish Pileploim. The Rebom, after he was by the Kanoir, now he came to our Gemara. So our Gemara is terrible. So what pshat? They ate Azarzer because it has a zeifik and Shuldik. Every Yerev is a Zeifik. Umitoichkach, so since we know that has to be taken as a fact, that a Yerev is a Zeifik. Umitoichkach, a Yerevza lefarish maitse de hochet, so here's one a different shot in our Gemara. V'loi anshe kvar tamarta oichlenoisai. They ate a zarzit. Im kein, Makirin bahen she'ein min oire. That means you say it's a min oire. If they ate it, sal kochoch they hold it's not a min oire. Finished. That's what the Chachamim wanted to bring a raya. They ate it, they hold it's not a min oire. Period. Because we see that they ate it.
The loy maisi time the yeshle zefik lafuki me oire. Not that they meant to say arai is not a minoire because it has a zefik. Oire nami yeshle zefik. That's not pshat the gemara. Elamaforish ata, it's not a minoire. Fine, it's not a minoire. But why are you allowed to eat it? Elamaforish atam lama oire noisoi. Why are you allowed to eat it? Shalom boy, simonitare. It has simonitare. She yes, lezefik, so shu simonitare. There's another problem. Yes, no, that's simonitare. It's not a minoire, but who says that it's a noisoi? It has simonitare because it has a zefik. Vigam ain't a doiris. And it's also not doiris. So why didn't the Gemara mention this? Avozelei husle chaforis. This was not necessary bechlau to mention. The pshita, the choloif adoiris tome. I mean, if they ate it, it's if it wasn't doiris. They were also, it says it was saimach on the cimentar of yeshlei zeifik. So fine. It was einei doiris, and it was einei doiris, and it had a zeifik. It was einei doiris and it had a zeifik. It didn't have an etz p'yisayre. U'memeile maisi raye mida'och lilei im kein makirem boi she'einoi minoire. So they know it's not a minoire. They know it's not a minoire. If they ate a zarzer, so a koch a zarzer is einei doiris. A zarzer is has a zeifik, but they know it's not a minoire. That's me we mentioned from the chazaynish, and it's a chabit ramaisa though. What is the svara of Rabbi Lazar? If it's einei doiris, how could it be a minoire? How could it be a minoire? Every mean that's einei doiris, al kochoch, it's a mean toyer. I mean, how could it? We mentioned that the Chazaynish said that Rabbi Lazar held there was doiris. Rabbi Lazar held there was doiris. That means a little bit poil could be it's not doiris, but it had a netiyah to be doiris. Since it's a mean oire, we had a netiya to be doiris. The kosher, so it comes out, so let's take it's according to the Rivam, Rivam says as follows, that he was Baidik Akurbil, which was an oire, was accepted as an oire, Bizman the Bali Taisisin, and this Kurbil had a Zayfik, and then that's by Yisrael. And there is Zayfik and then that's by Yisrael. The Kosha Lepeyre Shariba. The Ktais was Dim Oyrev Yeshloi Espe Yisrael of the Zayfik. Im Kain. So these are the two Simoni Tare. Im Kain Enko Koboni Niklav Vedoyre. So then you have to say that these are the two Simoni Tumme. We can't say this. Now this we mentioned before we started the Gemara, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Pshat in the Gemara is Kipshutai. It's coming with two simoni tare. Bar kochok chad mahanach shnei simonim eini doiret. This oi that is coming with two simoni tare, which Rav Nachman said you're allowed to eat, it's not doiret. The chol oi ad doiret tomei. Every oi ad doiret is tomei. Umedeika samemele, if you'll tell me that an oirev is doiris and enko kaboni niklav. So what is pshat in the Gemara? Maybe it's an oirev. How could it be an oirev? An oirev is doiris and this oif al kochach is not doiris. If this oif would be doiris, some amelis, so there's nothing more to talk about. If our Gemara says that this oif we can still clear, maybe it's an oirif, shmami no, the oirif ain't oirif, but an oirif is not oirif. Not the way the Rivom says. That's l'cheirib shat in the Gemara. We instead, according to Rashi, we don't know if it's Doiris or not. That's what we'll see later. Tais will bring down this chat. But Tais has learned Kipshut. I know everything. There's two simonim. So Tais says the two simonim have to be that it's not Doiris, because if it's Doiris, it's Ichatome. So it's not Doiris. V'afal pikein, I have a suffix. Maybe it's a Neirib. So you see, a Neirib is also not Doiris. V'afshel. So Mamela Taisus wants to say from our Gemara, it seems that an Erev is not Erev. Now the Rav Yitzchak Barav Meir, the Rivam, said he was Baidik Akuvil. The Efshel, the Oisoi, Sha'onu Kairim Kuvil, שיש בו עצר בייסר וזייפק, כמוי כן אין אי דיירס, could be it's not דיירס also. Because in דיירס we see was very unclear, יו דיירס ניש דיירס, כמוי כן אין אי דיירס, maybe it is not דיירס. And it has three simone tare, והבי מיוטס אויפק. So that means, תייסבס was not נספויל, from the Rivom. The Rivom said he was Baidik Akuvil, and it has a Zeifik and a Netz by Yisayra. So that means an Oirev is not, is Doirev, and his ankle Kaboni Nikla. Taisus asked Akashe, and here we have an Oif, Abba Bishnei Simonim. We have a Sotik, maybe it's an Oirev. In one of these two Simonim is it's not Doirev. So you see, an Oirev is not Doirev. So Taisus says, So that's not like the Rivom. A Kuvil could be there's three Simonitar and it's from the Yutta Seifer. Fine. So Taisvis was not convinced that a Kuvil, Tais was not convinced that a Kuvil is an Eirev. A Kuvil could be from the Yutta Seifer. But Taisvis said, Avo, Imnis Baralonu, this Kuvil, if it will become clear to us, Shuhu Rok, that he spits. What does it mean that he spits? Kloima, Shemoitzi Hazera Derech Aper. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Shloisha Shimshu Beteide, in one of them was the Oirev, and there was a Gzeira on the Oirev, that it should be Mishamish Terech Piv. That the Zohar is Matul Zere in the mouth of the Nekeva. That's Derech Shimusha. That's an Oire. So Taisus says like this. This Kuvil, if we will be Mevara, that it's rock, Kloima Shemaitse Zere Derech Apeh, in Cain, so then the Rivom is right. Then my hands are tied. If I'll see that this Kuvil is rot, so this is Zichra and Oirev. So now I know in Cain the Oirev Vada, Kidama Bechelik, Shumishloisha, Shishimishu Beteva Veloku. So if this is an Oirev, so now let us see. So Al Kochov, this is an Oirev, and it has it is a Zeifik and an Etzbe Yisere. So Al Kochach it's Doiris and Al Kochach ain't Kukaboni Nikla. That's it. I mean, then, if it's rock, so there's nothing but to talk about. The Rivom is 100% right. This Kuvil is an Oir. So now, Taisus before bombarded the Rivom. What's an Agamora? Oir Abba Befaneinu Bishnei Simonim. It came Bishnei Simonim. So I have a suffix, is it an Oirev or is it not an Oirev? So Tosfos said, what's the suffix? If it's a kochach, it's not beiris. Because if it's beiris, so it's like a top. So if it's not beiris, so it's not a meiris. So what's Pshat the Gemara? This was the kasha that Tosfos had asked on the Riva. But if we will be mavara that a kovil is dock, is rock, in case, yes, benitach, litchoikal aporis, then we have to be matrik the Gemara, and then we'll see Tosfos on Pshat the Gemara, but we said according to Rashi. Aporis tahachika. Bo bebei simonim toyer. What does that mean? Perish. Sha'onu meitzim lehem beis simonim vashlishi einei bo. The last bay ashlishi bevata. That means that, let's say it has an etzbe yiseira, it has a zeifik, and its zicha is enko kabonei niklap. So its zicha has two simonim pnimiyah. That's it. It doesn't have three. The imnakir she'ein ze oirif, if we will be makir that it's not an oirif, ein lochu shema doirisu. That means, now this is the pshat we were saying according to Rashi. If we will know that it's not an oirif, and that it has two simonim, it is an etzbe yaseir and a zeifik, ein lochu shema doirisu, she'ein oif bishnei simonim doiris, ela oirif, umine bovach. Only an oirev emina is dairis. And if this doesn't have, and if this is not an oirev emina, al kochoch, it's not dairis. Now let's just skip over a little bit. The Maram Shiv said it's a little close. Im kain, ma hoyaloi liyois, that's the next line. Ma hoyaloi liyois, im hoyaloi shnei simone taro, it can't be. If only an oirif is the only meat that has two simonim and two simonitar and is tomei, so if this I see is two simonitar, it can't be tomei because it's not an oirif. Elavadai ain't a deiris. So we have to assume ain't a deiris. We have to assume it's not Dairus. Umi kol makim, leinitz, oh, it's not Dairus, now it has three simonim. So it has three simonim, so maybe it's from the Yutes Oifis. Umi kol makim, leinitz, tapku, betisha, osar, oifis, tohodri, bekulu, tlosu, simonim. We don't have to be afraid that maybe it's not, now if I assume it's not Dairus, so maybe it's from the Yutes Oifis. Ki naimah, because then we'll have to say, and that's what we're saying all along according to Rashi, the kulam dersim, all the yutas oifis are deiris. Vagimul simonim acherim usheyesh behem. And they have the three simonim. That means they have an etzbe yaseira, zeifik, and kukaboni niklap. That's the yutas oifis, and they're deiris. They're all deiris. This oif does not have kukaboni niklap. So he is not from the Yutes Oifis. He's not an Oirev Uminoi. So, Mr. Tom, I have to assume, and he can't be Titus, because then it'd be Tomei, so they have another mean that has two simonim in his Tomei. So I have to assume he's not Titus. V'navke mino leperis, keperis akunteris, according to the Rivon, it's muchach like Rashi. This is going back on Tosfos Samachal of Amadal. The Hodiktonic. We had a Gemond of Samachay. Kol sheyesh bayetziv et bayeseire bezeifik v'kul kebeniklav. Biyadu eshu toil. So Rashi said, what is that biyadu eshu toil? Bareish yisomech, the kvar shmin in the chalef adair yisomech. So memela means it has four simonim. So the Mishnah, the Bareish is telling us, if it has four simonim, it is toil. That's a Rashi Lam Sharon Dav Samachay. The like a Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Not Rabbeinu Tam said not like that. Rabbeinu Tam said that if it has three simone agu, its zikr is not Tairis. And according to this Mahalach, all the Yutes Oifis have three simone agu and are Tairis. The like a Perish Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, v'loinata begimul simonim alolu shumoi. We won't, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if there's three simoni agu, you can assume it's not Torah. V'loinata begimul simonim alolu shumoi at she'enei Torah. Ki agimul hodri bekulu. Because according to this Mahalach, all the yud tes oifes, all the yud tes oifes, have these three simonitarim. Umiyu, ain't a losh mashmake. But the losh nagamor is not mashma like that. The habibes simonim mashme, shevodaknu, she ain't lo yoiser. Oifa bobibes simonim does not mean two simonim I know of in the third simon, I don't know, maybe tiny deiris, maybe it is deiris. That's not the mashmoi. Basimoni mashme shabodaktu shaylo yoysel. The dumye de bobe simen echot, the kulo shmaite, and taisus adusit bobe simen echot means, the mashme de borolonu shaylo yelo simen echot. The imis afkelon, in kena besofe koyrev, u mashme de elevini shiaki royrev shabobe simen echot. The Mamele Taisvah does not like this pshat, but Al Kaponim, Taisvah says, if this Kulvil is rock, so then it's Fafalan. We have to say this pshat, because then the Taiskish part that an Oirev is Deiris, and Enkel Kaponim Niklaf, and the two simonitara are that it's where you say that Yeshle Zeifer.